The Brisbane Botanic Gardens is an enormous hole in the ground. It's a quarry and it's been there since 1919, reinvented in 2000 to what it is now, and it provides aggregate for road building around Brisbane and the surrounding areas. Residents nearby say it's time for the quarry to close, and the site could be a great site for tourism. Phil Best is one of the residents who lives near that quarry. Phil, what can you hear from the quarry?
When the quarry blasting is done, it's like a bomb hitting your home. The whole house shakes violently. The noise is extremely loud and it's very, very upsetting. Your pulse rate goes up to 160 beats per minute. It's just horrendous.
Does it cause much dust?
A tremendous amount of dust at times, depending on where they're blasting. And in February this year, they let off a huge dust cloud which went into the forest when they tried to stop us videoing it, but we were able to video that and put on our blandtheblasting.org website.
So you're concerned about how the blasting affects your house, yeah?
Our house and the environment, the forest, the wildlife, the mental health of all the residents here after 20 years. When Judy Maygub said it was what they were doing was callous. It's still callous, Judy.
How often are they blasting?
They blast every 2 weeks, approximately. Sometimes they can blast every week, and sometimes over Christmas they have usually had a recess for a month or two.
So what have you uncovered? What's your research found?
Well, we acted as whistleblowers in 2012. We forced them to monitor their closest homes. They're only publishing data from much further away locations. So that's like a rock band in Suncorp Stadium, only monitoring noise in bars.
So have you been monitoring this yourself, or is it kind of just what you've seen and heard around from your home?
We consulted with the Environmental Defenders Organisation and they said according to the terms of the Environmental Authority, the Brisbane City Council quarry needs to be monitoring in private homes. So in 2018, we recorded a series of blast vibrations inside our homes, which showed that the blast vibration levels inside the home were 2.6 times higher.
So what has the response from council been to the residential complaints?
The response from the council is nothing. They won't talk to us. We asked 16 times for them to advise us of the estimated blast strength before the blast is done. They never reply to our emails at all. So we have nothing to do with them anymore. They won't talk to us.
Okay, Phil, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it and getting your perspective as a resident who lives near that quarry. We will hear from the council in just a moment as well. I do have a statement from them regarding this issue. I also have in the studio Anne Boccabella from the Wilderness Society. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you hearing the same complaints from residents that Phil has mentioned?
Absolutely. I've been in that area for a long time and am familiar with this. So I've heard these complaints for a long time. And then, of course, we were involved in the zipline campaign and it really became obvious then that there was a serious problem with the quarry, and it really conflicts with the rest of the usage of the Mount Coot-tha Forest Park, which is under a trust. It should be protected, it should be preserved, and there should be a finite time for this blasting, and then they need to get out.
Does the quarry have an effect on the environment around it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a multitude. You've got the local impacts of the particulates and the dust, which is really bad if you happen to be an asthmatic or a bronchitic or an elderly person with a heart problem. But then you've also got the dust and the impact of the trucks going across the city. So if we're worried about what happens to our roads, think about when these huge trucks thunder all the way across Brisbane, because most of the roads are being built on the other side. It's no longer as relevant to have the quarry on this side. And again, I say there should be a finite for its usage, as was promised by the Brisbane City Council on several times. But you do get to feel that these people are being used as whipping boys by the council. Every time they speak out, we would get another announcement. Instead of it being closed in 5 years, no, we're going to keep it open for another 20, was Mr. Quirk's last comment before he exited stage wherever from the political field. But really, these people deserve an answer, and they also deserve to not have their homes cracked. The forest doesn't need the dust, nor does the botanic gardens. And I don't know if you know, but you have to actually clear the botanic gardens every time the blast goes off. So all staff and all tourists have to leave. And this is not a compatible usage, and there are really good uses for that space.
How long has this back and forth been going with the residents and council?
Oh, for as long as I can remember. I mean, I'm familiar with it for at least 20 years, and we get different dates out of council all the time. But as I heard Phil say there, there's always been a dispute about the frequency of the blasting, about the impact, and there's no doubt that it is more than every fortnight, and not every time, but frequency rises. There's no warning, and they certainly do not go out and monitor the impact of the dust or the actual strength of the blasts. So we need to have a much more environmentally friendly, if they're going to be greenwashing themselves, how about they get out there and actually do something that shows they care about people? And the people have been living around there for a very long time. And also the council itself actually in the 60s put in the botanic gardens next door. What were they thinking? Did they think that there was going to be a finite time for this quarry? Did they think they would add it on to the botanic gardens, which would be a fantastic use? And we've seen around the world where quarries like this have been rehabilitated and have become enormous job and tourist venues. And logically, you'd attach it to the botanic gardens and expand them and not leave it as a big ugly hole in the ground with huge trucks rolling across our city, causing damage to our roads and damage to our environment.
We've had a text just come through on 0467 922 612 from Yvonne, who says the quarry should be closed, and a fantastic template for an alternative are the Butchart Gardens in Vancouver, Canada. Very timely on Canada Day as well. We are speaking this afternoon with Anne Boccabella from the Wilderness Society about the quarry. Also coming through a question: if the quarry has been there 100 years, why would anyone who has asthma have moved within close proximity? It's been on every planning map since Brisbane City Council was founded. What do you think of that, Anne?
I think it's been a much more recent understanding of the impact of particulates as being the trigger to asthma. They don't cause asthma, they trigger it. It's like particulates from diesel. That is one of your major triggers of your asthma attacks. It doesn't cause it. So people often move in there not understanding it. And I'm sure in the early days when you had the human interaction with the quarry, there was no knowledge at all that the impact of those blasts were going to be what they are today. And I don't think any of us ever expected it was going to go on this long. It's way beyond the time that councils promised it would be shut.
And when you're talking about perhaps it's on the wrong side of the city and these trucks having to go through our roads, is that not just moving the problem to a different suburb?
Well, no, if it's closer to where the usage of the materials are, then you're not actually putting them through the residential areas. You do get dust coming off these trucks as well. It's a bit like the coal, unless it's completely covered. You get the particulates off that from the rail trucks. So you've got to think about what you're doing to impact. And as you're getting greater in density, lots more people packed into little, you know, silos, particularly our elderly, I think we've got to think about air quality. And the air quality in Brisbane is deteriorating. There's many days when we are well below the LA and well below the Sydney standards, and they're regarded as some of the worst in the world. In fact, LA is improving theirs enormously, and we are not.
Has the council ever indicated that they want to close the quarry?
Over time, they've given dates, and I think we're on a 10-year deadline, which probably was about 5 or 6 years from now. And then, as I said recently, just before his departure, as one of his acts of God, he threw the trident in and said an extra 10 years on top. So 20 years before the council intends to shut it down. And we've not heard any change to that from the new Lord Mayor Schreiner. And I suppose Mr. Schreiner was part of the civic cabinet that made that decision. It wouldn't have been Mr. Quirk making it on his own. It would be them. And so Mr. Schreiner, as part of that, would be also, I presume, thinking that 20 years is just fine for those people to have this inflicted on them.
It's apparently one of only two quarries in Queensland without a rehabilitation plan. Is that likely to be an expensive exercise?
Look, rehabilitation's always expensive. We've got 50,000 mines in Australia not rehabilitated, and it's a great source of jobs. But to rehabilitate this quarry will give jobs, and it will ultimately give long-term jobs because of the tourism aspect of it. So to blend that with the botanic gardens next door, and I know of the gardens in Vancouver, there's another spectacular garden similar to this in, I think it's in Cornwall, and next to a village that was basically dead, no jobs, no money, and it's now one of the thriving hubs in England of tourism. So we do have this opportunity, and council keeps talking up its ability to be the great driver of tourism in Brisbane. They want people to stay here more than that, you know, 8 to 12 hours average that the tourist stays while they're transiting to the coast, to Noosa, to the north of Queensland. We need genuine reasons for them to stay. We know that the Botanic Gardens in Mount Coober attracts 750,000 people a year. Why not add on to that, keep an increasing this tourism thing, keep people in Brisbane, but for good reasons, for green reasons.
Mm. Anne Boccabella from the Wilderness Society, thank you so much for your perspective on this today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We did ask the council if they were available to speak. They've provided a statement which says the following. Brisbane City Council has operated the Mount Coober Quarry since the 1920s, long before many of the current residents chose to purchase in the area. The Mount Coober Quarry continues to be a vital resource for Brisbane, providing necessary materials to build and maintain road infrastructure in our city. In the coming year alone, the quarry will contribute to the resurfacing of hundreds of Brisbane streets and several major road projects. The quarry conducts a maximum of 2 blasts per month, with each blast lasting less than 0.6 of a second. Blasts are monitored by an independent blasting expert for compliance at multiple locations, including at residential property boundaries. Residents are provided advance notice of all blasting activities. Strict environmental conditions are in place for quarry activities, and compliance audits are conducted routinely by the state government. Mount Coober Quarry is still operating and has no date has been set for the quarry's closure. Following the completion of extraction activities, council intends to rehabilitate the site. The future use of the site is yet to be determined, but will involve consultation with the community. That's the media response from a council spokesperson for us across this conversation about the quarry this afternoon. Sarah Howell's with you this afternoon, and Bruce in Caboolture gave us a call and said that the Brisbane Council have a quarry near Diagula, bought in 1999, because it was assumed that the quarries in Brisbane would close. Thanks, Bruce, for that information. Really appreciate it. And thank you so much for getting involved in our conversation this afternoon. On